Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
You put it very delicately when you said mismanaged relationships. That was a nice way of putting it, because I think there's a lot of people that are in conflict, and they don't really have joy because of that. And I'd say that infects a lot of people.
Absolutely, absolutely. So that's a big issue. And so, and you know, you before the break, you want to talk about the obstacles.
Yes, I do.
To joy.
Yes.
Yeah. So here's a couple of things that I find about the big obstacles is the pathway to joy is not easy.
Wow.
And you know, as I started to study this thing, the more I realized, joy is actually complex, and I would have loved to have written a cute little 15-page book around, here's how the 10 steps to happiness, and you just do this, and everything's honky-dory. And I just came to find out it's actually complex. Now, there are some simple steps and strategies to working it, but it's not as simple as just a happy little pamphlet might lead one to believe. And so the challenge here that I find is that people don't stick with it. They don't stick with it. It's like anything. There's too many people out there who set a goal and they just give up when the going gets tough. And the fact of the matter is the pathway to joy will require some adjustments on both the spiritual side and the practical side, the being and the doing. Mm. And what happens is, as people start to work through some of those changes, what happens is they find out this is hard, and I'd rather go back to the comfort zone. And maybe my life isn't fantastic, but it's certainly not horrible. I don't know why I even started down this path. I'm just going to slide back to the comfort zone, and they give up. And so most of the obstacles are just that people don't push through the difficulty. And what I find is that people would like to talk about peace and joy and purpose and balance more than they like to work for it. And that may sound a little odd, because most people say, hey, wait a sec, now it's starting to sound legalistic. You don't have to work for God's joy. Well, in some ways you do. Now, grace is free, but you got to go do something with it. You got to grow in it, and you got to apply it into different parts of your life, and mm-hmm. it may be uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I find is the biggest obstacle, is that people don't stick with it and push through the hard times and then break through to real and lasting joy.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.